Mishnah tells us that when we're talking about the Ir HaNidachas and the people who are Mediach the Ir HaNidachas, the Mishnah says that you need Hasra l'kol echad ve'echad. Each and every one of them needs Hasra. And there are three basic interpretations that can be found amongst the Achronim about how to understand this line of the Mishnah. The most basic interpretation is to say that in a standard case of Ir HaNidachas, in order to execute all of the citizens of this city with sayaf, with a sword, each citizen needs to have an individual hasra. It's insufficient to have a collective hasra, to have one person yell out in the town square, "Don't do this, otherwise you'll be chayiv nisa." Each individual has to have hasra. And certainly, it's insufficient for them to serve Avodah Zarah without any hasra whatsoever. This is the most simple interpretation of the Mishnah. That all of the nidachim, all of the people who were incited to serve Avodah Zarah require hasra in order for us to give them the special penalty reserved for citizens of an Ir HaNidachas. There's a second interpretation as well in the Mishnah, and that is that the madichim, the ones who incite, the ones who try to get the citizens to serve Avodah Zarah, they have a special penalty. They get skila. And in order for them to get this skila penalty, there needs to be edim and hasra for each and every individual whom they incite. It's not sufficient if we give them one hasra all the way at the beginning, as they go from door to door trying to get people to serve Avodah Zarah. We have to give them hasra at each person's house, right before they begin to convince and to try to incite people to serve Avodah Zarah. And if they incited people to serve Avodah Zarah without being warned about that particular act of hadacha, so then they will be patur from the special penalties of a mediach. Then finally, there's a third interpretation, and that is that this line in the Mishnah does not apply to the madichim, nor does it apply to the nidachim. Rather, it's telling us that in any case where the halachis of Ir HaNidachas do not apply, where we're judging the citizens of this city as yechidim, as individuals, under those cases, the individuals need edim and hasra. But perhaps, as the Ir HaNidachas, both mitzad the madichim and mitzad the nidachim, we can do away with either the requirement of edim or the requirement of hasra, or both. And if we look at the language of Rishonim, Rashi on Daf Kof Yud Beis is mashma that the nidachim need edim and hasra. There's a big discussion amongst the Achronim about whether that's Rashi's consistently global shita, or whether Rashi in other places maybe says other things. The Ramah seems to hold that way. There's a big discussion what exactly the Rambam holds. I want to focus on a little bit of the svaros of what's going on over here. First of all, I want to focus on the svara of the madichim. These people, these secret agents who are seeking to undermine the religious atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael, do they need asra, do they not need asra? It's machlokas. The Minchas Chinuch says that they do need asra, therefore the line of the Mishnah applies to the madichim. Tzvichim edim v'asra. The madichim need edim v'asra. And on the other hand, the Or Sameach and the Chazinish both seem to write that the madichim did not require asra. And one issue that this relates to, which is invoked explicitly by the Or Sameach, is whether or not a mediach is just a glorified mesis, or whether he's a totally different category. A mesis is a person who tries to convince an individual to serve Avodah Zarah. A mediach is somebody who tries to convince a city to serve Avodah Zarah. But in the end of the day, they're very similar. So on the one hand, the Or Sameach says they should have the same dinim. Just like a mesis does not need asra, a mediach does not need asra. On the other hand, we could distinguish between them. We could claim that Machti es Hayochid and Machti es Harabim are totally different. If one is Machti es Hayochid, he causes a Yochid to do an Aveira, he'll still have an opportunity for tshuva. But if one is Machti es Harabim, So then he does not have an opportunity for tshuva. That's what the Gemara brought down earlier. There's many other differences. A chet of a yachid is not so severe. A chet of a rabbim is very severe. The penalty for a yir anidachas far outstrips the penalty for an individual who serves avodah zarah. So therefore it could be the madichim are much more stringent. If they're much more stringent, so then on the one hand we could say we should require even less hasra. Go get him. Punish them with, you know, as much as you can. But on the other hand, it could be that their punishment is much more chamor, perhaps, in terms of what we do to them, it's skila both ways, but maybe it's a much more chamor punishment, so it should have a higher standard. Okay, one way or another, this is part of the diyun. But I think there's another part of this diyun as well, and that is, when we talk about a mesis not requiring hasra, what do we really mean by that? You should point out that on Daf Ches Amud Beis, there's a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to write that whatever Asra we give a Mesis doesn't count as Asra. It's not called Asra. A Mesis is killed without Asra whatsoever. Tosfos says this is not so. Tosfos says that when we tell the Mesis, don't you know, how can we abandon our Father in heaven and serve these idols that are made of stone and wood? That's the Hasra of the Mesis. So the Mesis does receive Lefi Tosfos some form of Hasra. A possible nafgamina between Rashi and Tosfos is that what happens if the Mesis says, Kach Ya'us Lanu, Kach Chova Lanu, this is our obligation to serve Avodah Zarah. What if he makes that declaration without being prompted by those who are trying to set him up? According to Rashi, it's very likely that he would still be Chayev Skila for making that declaration, even though he was never prompted to, because Be'etzem, what he's chayef for, is making that declaration, Kach na'elanu, kach chova aleinu. According to Tosfos, however, the prompting itself has the status of a hasra. For the Edom to say, how can we abandon Avinu Shabashamayim and go and serve Avodah Zarah, that's the hasra of the Mesis. And therefore, absent that hasra, even if the Mesis makes a declaration of Kach chova aleinu, he still would be potter. So we see that the Mesis has like an in-between category of Hasra. It's not a full Hasra. He doesn't need to be mafkir atzmo lamisa, but at the same time, it's not silence, according to Tosfos. Im kain, we have to ask ourselves, what about the Mediach? When we talk about the Mediach being equivalent to the Mesis, so on the one hand, it could be that we're justified in saying that you need Edim v'asval l'kol achas v'achas, namely that the Edim have to tell the Mediach, how can we abandon Avinu Shabashamayim and go and serve Avodah Zarah? And maybe that's what you need, l'kol achas v'achas, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says you need Hasra. So then the Mishnah can be resolved to say that this is considered a type of Hasra, which is necessary by Mesis and necessary also by Mediach. That would be a way to resolve the Mishnah, even Lefi the Manja Amar, who says that the Medichim require Hasra. So this is just a Ha'ara about the Hasra for the Medichim, that classically we just say if the Medichim require Hasra, so then the Mishnah must be referring either to the Nidachim or to a case where there's no Ira Nidachas. Whereas according to this, perhaps the Mishnah means that the Madichi Irani Dachas don't think that they're lighter than a Mesis and therefore they require no Hasra whatsoever, but they're the same as a Mesis and they require this lower level of Hasra. Now when it comes to the Nidachim, and also to some extent to the Madichim, there's another issue which is raised, and this issue is raised by the Minchas Chinuch and by the Meloy HaRoyim and by other Achroinim. And that is that l'cha'ora, the hasra which is given to the ir hanidachas is a hasra as safik. Because this hasra, we don't know whether they're ultimately going to get skila penalty or whether they're ultimately going to get the hereg penalty. We don't know. And under such circumstances, it's considered a hasra as safik. Moreover, when it comes to the madichim, so it's also a hasra safik. We don't know whether these madichim are going to be considered madichei irani dachas, which only occurs if we give the irani dachas the Sayef penalty, or whether these Madichim are just going to be something else, whether they're going to be Mesisim, or whether they're Stam going to be Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So it's Asra Safik. So how can we punish them? They're lacking Hasra, because Hasra Safik is nothing. So Meloy Royim answers that it's not really Hasra Safik, it doesn't have to be, because maybe we can give them both Hasras. We can warn them and say, look, if Royiv of the city serves Avodah Zarah and all the other conditions are fulfilled, so then you'll get Saif. And if not, if one of the conditions is not fulfilled and the city does not become an Irni Dachas, then you're going to get skila like a regular Ovid Avodah Zarah. So by giving them a conditional Hasra, we are satisfying our obligation that it's no longer Hasra Safik. We warn them about all the eventualities. And this is the teretz of the Meloy HaRoyim. However, Rabbi Salvichik gave a little bit of a different teretz. I wasn't so certain about from his language, it was a bit unclear, but if he's not going to say that, so then we'll say it. This is the teretz. The purpose of Hasra is not sort of to let the person paskin a chiyuv misa on himself. It's not the same as Beis Din's declaring that this person is chayiv. He needs to accept on himself the misa and paskin on himself the misa, and if he neglected to do so, so it's as if Beis Din didn't paskin the misa on him. Meaning, when a person receives Hasra, he has to say, I'm a naskin ani oise. I'm doing this Aveira with full knowledge and even with intention that I should be Chayiv Misa for this Aveira. If he doesn't say that, he's not Chayiv Misa. If that's the purpose of us, if the purpose of Hasra and of this Kabbalas HaMisa al-Aksmoy is to paskin on himself the Chayiv Misa, then inochinami. If you gave this Oyved Avodah Zarah Hasra for Skila, and then it turned out that he was part of an Ir Ani Dachas, part of a collective that served Avodah Zarah, and that there's no Chiyuv Skila, so we're going to give him Saif, but he never paskin Saif on himself, so we cannot kill him with Saif. If that were the purpose of Hasra, then the cash of the Meloy Royim would be warranted, and you would have to give him this double Hasra. However, it's very likely that the purpose of Hasra is something else. The purpose of Hasra is simply to identify the seriousness or the precise nature of the Isser which is being transgressed. The way that the Rosh puts it in Meseches Ma'id Katan is that the Asra is not to differentiate between a Shoigig and a Mazid, but to differentiate between a Mazid L'Te'avoin and a Mazid L'Hachis. So Im Kain, all that we need to do is we need to point out to the person the identity of the Aveira that he's transgressing. We need to identify it as a very serious Aveira. And whenever it comes to identity, there are some facets or characteristics that are central to the defining identity, and there are other characteristics that are peripheral. So if you were trying to identify me, you might say that my name is more central to my identity than the fact that I have two arms. Because all humans have two arms, but not all humans have the same name as me. So the name is central, the possession of two arms is peripheral. And the same thing by Chiyuv Misa. We're trying to identify for the Chayte the nature and the seriousness of the Isser which he is transgressing. So there are some central characteristics, namely, what is the primary Chiyuv Misa associated with this Aveira? And then there are other peripheral characteristics. For example, of a peripheral characteristic, that we know if a person does an Aveira, and we can't kill him with the Misa that he's supposed to get. He's making things difficult for us. He's too strong, and he'll resist if we try to push him off a cliff, and we can't kill him with skila. So we have a halacha, kill him, become misa shata yachol. Shoot an arrow at him, shoot a bullet at him. That works also, that's a kiyum of chiyuv misa as well. But we don't have to give him asra and say, look, if we can push you off the cliff, we're going to give you skila. And if we can't, so then we'll kill you, become misa shata yachol. The idea of kol misa shata yachol is considered peripheral, it's not central at all to defining the identity of the isser which he's transgressing. So one might argue that the same holds true by Ir HaNidachas, that in the identity of the Isser which he's transgressing is bound up in the Chiyuv Skila. That's the penalty for Oved Avodah Zarah, that it gets Skila. Skila defines the Isser of Oved Avodah Zarah. The fact that if he serves Avodah Zarah in the context of a collective, or if it turns out, in the end of the day, that he served with together with a collective, in the context of a collective, he gets sayif. That's not central to the identity of the Avera. It's peripheral to the identity. It's as if, like saying, if we can't get you with skila, we'll get you with something else. So if in this case, if we can't get you with skila, because Anshigir and Nidachas don't get skila, we give them a sayif, but it's not central to the identity, and therefore, there may be no need for skila. There may be no need for hasra on the sayif. And another thing also, I think people point out, that Ir HaNidachas, it's like a melchama, we're fighting against them, so in war, you don't need to give hasra to the enemy soldiers. The Rambam says that the Ir HaNidachas is a civil war, we're fighting against the Ir HaNidachas, it's God versus the Avodah Zarah. So in war, you don't need to give hasra to the militants, to the combatants, so therefore maybe there's no need for hasra for the sayif part, because we give them sayif not as people who are being killed, haruge based in, but rather as victims of a civil war, as casualties of a civil war. Or alternately, people point out in the name of the Vilna Gaon that because they served Avodah Zarah as a collective, maybe they lose their status as Jews. And again, Im Kain, we're being donning them Bedine B'nei Noach, and in Dine B'nei Noach, there's no need for Hasra. So these are just some different possibilities, Hasra for the Madichim and Hasra for the Nidachim.